3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Yeah, 941. NHL stud Brian Campbell. Of course, he's a much bigger name in television and video with his Soup and a Sandwich series. Joins us now on MB Financial Bank's Breakfast with a Blackhawk. MB means business. And we should have a listener question, right? We're going to do that as well before we're done? Okay. Soup, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
Nice talking to you. Thanks for coming on. This is an off week. You know, you could have been still half in the bag.
I could have been, but... I'm not. Not when you have a 3 and a 1 year old at home.
Right.
Getting up at 6:30. So.
Well, I appreciate you coming on.
No.
And
yeah, it's good.
And do you take the full week off, or are you still working out every day, or how do you play it?
Yeah. No. I'm still. I got to keep this body oiled. So I'm working out and trying to get stay in shape here. And cause we only have one practice on Friday before we play Saturday. So. 5 days is a long time, so just trying to, you know, do a little bit each day and stay ready to go once we get back.
You know, I find that it comes in 5-year increments. Like at 55, there are things I didn't feel badly about at 50 that are now sore on me. You know, and 45 was better than 50, and 40 is better than 45. Are you noticing things that you went, man, when I was 30, I didn't feel this way?
Well, yeah, I think anybody does, you know, it doesn't matter. But
yeah, but I mean, at your level with what you have to do physically,
yeah.
It's more demanding on you.
True. But yeah, no, I definitely feel things that I've, you know, that I think for me, I have to prepare more, you know, prepare to go onto the ice more. I feel great on the ice, but I do have to prepare more. I can't take, like I used to take a lot of time off at the end of a season. Now I don't take hardly any time off. I just feel like I got to be active and keep going because then, you know, I feel loose and everything. So, you know, those are the things is you just get a little bit smarter as well, what you can and can't do.
Brian, good morning. One of the questions that's been out there, I guess, about this break that each team gets this year on the schedule is what should happen in terms of getting you back into the routine at the end of the schedule. I know some teams are kind of approaching this differently. But you come right back after not playing for 6 days, and you play back-to-back games, and you play 4 games in 6 nights. I've read some players have said, you know, it'd be nice to come back and maybe play one game, and then get a couple days practice just to kind of get your legs back. Do you think that that's something the league down the road will take a look at?
Yeah, I think they're going to look at everything. I think they're going to look at this condensed schedule that we're dealing with, and you know, hopefully the players can kind of vote on what they feel like they want as well. Cause obviously in the end, we're the ones playing the game. So, it definitely, you know, you come back. Yeah. It's like, we get a break. Yeah. But we play back to back right away. And as you said, 4 and 6 nights. And I think in March, we never have more than a day off in between games. We play every other day, if not more. So, you know, yeah, it's nice to have this time off now, but you're going to get, it comes at you pretty good later on. So it's definitely been harder, I think, on guys in the body. And I think, you know, sometimes you see some scores of games being up and lopsided a little bit because of that.
You know, you look at that last month of the season, and it is. It's you play 17 games in 31 days.
They have 3 doubleheaders.
Yeah, pretty much. And, I mean, it is. It's a playoff schedule. I mean, you're going every other day for the last 4 weeks of the season. Is that, I know it's maybe taxing, but it also definitely gets you in the playoff groove, right? I mean, that's what you're going to be
playing.
Well, the
concern is, though, do you burn out, right?
Yeah, that'd be the question.
Yeah. Well, here's the two things. A, we're going to be, you know, trying to catch Minnesota on those games. So we got to have our best every night. The best thing about it for us, and I will honestly say this, and I've been around other coaches, is Joel knows when to give us days off, and he doesn't push us a whole lot. Like during that 17 games in 31 days, whatever it is, we're not going to be practicing a whole lot. So You know, some teams practice more, and I know for him, he gives us time off so we can be at our best during games. So I think, you know, it's nice that we have a veteran coach that realizes that and wants the best out of us. I know we're going to have, like, I think we have four days off from games. That is in, I think it's in March, early March.
Yeah, second week of March.
You know, I can, you know, I don't know what the schedule is, but I imagine we're going to have at least a couple of those days off to get ready. And also, where some teams would be, okay, we'll give you one day off and we'll get practice in again and we'll be out there for an hour and a half practice. And where Joel is, you know, practice pace is quick, it's short. We get out there, we get our work done, we get off. So it's we're lucky to have that.
Are the guys complaining more about the schedule this year? Because I tried to convince Dave the schedule's never been goofier in the NHL. And then he brought facts to me. And I said, these facts do not go along with my theory, Dave.
I feel so bad about that.
I think, you know, everybody, for me, I don't love it. You know, I'd rather just keep playing. I've been used to that. That's what I've done for the past, whatever, 17 years of pro. So, I don't know. I think some guys are, you know, we talked about it on the plane the other night. We'd like to start the season earlier, but obviously NFL football is going on then, and they don't want to, you know, match up probably too much with against NFL football. So, you know, it's just because it's so busy right now, and, you know, we're all talking about it. So I don't know the right answer, but I do hope they look at things and they ask the players about it.
We're going to have Andre do the MB Financial Bank listener question here in just a second. But prior to getting back to work Saturday night against Edmonton, this team is right back on a Blackhawk-style roll here, playing really well. Is this a fan concern that the break kills that momentum completely, or can some of that stay even if it's a week later?
You know, I feel like with our lines now, we're rolling pretty good. I feel like we can stay with it. Guys are used to having time off, so they'll get their rest. But I expect us to be ready to go. Hopefully we don't have the letdown of being off for you know, the 5 days. So we play Edmonton. We just played them. Obviously, they're going to be out to get us, just like we were the other night for them. So we got to keep rolling here. If we want to try and catch Minnesota, we got to keep finding ways to collect points and hopefully 2 points.
All right, Brent, here's the fan question again, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. This question is from Jennifer Mueller. Jennifer wants to know, when you play the video game NHL 17, which player do you choose to play as?
Oh, this is newsmaking. This is almost as big as soup in a sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
Which player do you choose to be?
Yeah.
Well, I don't play video games, and I'm sorry to say that. But here's my thing. If I did play video games, I would create my own player, and his name would be Steve Cochran.
That's a good call.
No.
He'd be a big, rugged defenseman.
Good call. Good call. Breaking news.
Yeah.
Brian Campbell's avatar is big, rugged defenseman Steve Cochran.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tough, he doesn't even need skates.
Good answer.
Yeah, buddy. Soup, good of you to be on. I really appreciate it, and we love having you on the MB Financial Bank situation. A soup and a sandwich update?
I think it comes out today. There's one more episode coming, but if the fans want more, they're going to have to write into the Blackhawks and see. But we only have one more?
I want more. Yeah.
Is this the one where Kevin Spacey does the walk-on?
That's over our budget.
How great would that be, though, if you just had random celebrities walk by the two of them in the background?
There's so many things that we could do with this, but I don't know where it's going to go.
Well, I think it's hard to top what you've been so far, but that's part of the creative challenge. You know what I'm saying? That's part of the challenge you take on.
Yeah, I'm glad everybody's enjoying my show, so it's been good.
Yeah, and as far as we're concerned right now, the only safe contact with the Russians is Soup and Sandwich. Soup and Sandwich, that is the only safe contact. Everything else that's in the news is bad. This is good.
Yeah, this is a good Russian. This is a good kid, so that other stuff, I'm not going to get involved in that.
Yeah, don't blame you.
Will you guys still be friendly if the Steve Cochran Show and Soup and a Sandwich are both nominated for a Chicago Emmy in the same category?
Ooh, that'd be tough.
Yeah,
that would be tough.
You know, at least somebody's going to win. We can celebrate.
That's a good point.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good point. I like your attitude on it. Soup and a Sandwich, you fans, You got to let the Blackhawks know you're demanding two things, a Stanley Cup and more soup and a sandwich.
And not necessarily in that order?
No, in that order.
Good.
Well, no, a soup and a sandwich would have to be first. You're right.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks, guys.
There you go.
Bye.
Brian Campbell. Is he a TV star? Is he an NHL star? Turns out he's both. Yeah. It's 9:51. We'll take you out the way we started the show. Did the top six at six. We'll tell you what you're going to be hearing about mostly in the news today before Bill and Wendy join us next on 720 WGN.